Blog Talk Radio.
I done succeeded and subsided yourself, dude. I don't feel pressure, I will never, I won't lose. Lost homies, that's young kings, and now in tombs. A big heart before y'all, there's no room. Going for the greatest, so they trademark my shit. Superman playing, I don't need no sidekick. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. She hate when I'm recording, cause I call her in the morning. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. Neglected friendships because this is more important. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. If I were you, I wouldn't like being the opponent. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, yeah, you know I'm on it. Shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. I've been jumped and left for dead, now I'm manifesting. But I've been walking on water since I've been resurrected. I got them second guessing the next time they cross me. I make this pistol sound beautiful when it's off key. Come to assault me, you'll get it like it's all free. Married to the game and refrain from adultery. Wavy and I'm saucy, this shit can get exhausting. You can think I'm kidding till I'm coming for your offspring. Tell Murray I'm sorry, it's never been apparent. SOB lieutenant, goddamn it, yeah, I don't have the clearance. Going Dez Bryant for niggas that's running interference. Bury every beat that I'm on, I need more cemetery. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. She hates when I'm recording, cause I call her in the morning. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. I've neglected friendships because this is more important. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. If I were you, I wouldn't like being the opponent. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, yeah, you know I'm on it. Shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. You know I'm on it like flies on shit. They want it ever since I utilized my gift. Driven with this drive to supersize my whip. I do illusions with the music, keep your eyes on this. One hand on the wheel, the other on the steel. I treat every day like they coming to kill. I don't trust nobody, look at Cain and Abel. I know they want my help, but see I can't enable. Do it by yourself because it's more rewarding. I did, and I can see how much more you're supporting. More bars than a warden. War scars cause we warring. Now stay in accordance, it's like I'm paying it for. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. She hates when I'm recording cause I call her in the morning. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. I've neglected friendships because this is more important. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. If I were you, I wouldn't like being the opponent. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, yeah, you know I'm on it. Shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them on it.
Yo. What's good, y'all boys on the line?
Yo, what's good?
Swear. What's good, Nacho? You on the line, bro? All right, bet. All right, just making sure everybody on the line. What's good, y'all boys, man? Welcome to Hip Hop at the Roundtable, dopest roundtable on the net. It's your boy Hip Hop. Got the homies on, Sinatra and Lynx. What's good with y'all boys?
Chilling. What's good?
Man, Sinatra, man. Yeah. I say, man, you want to get straight into it?
I just want to say what's up to that top hat wearing that.
Nigga said he wearing a top hat. The bucket hat been straightened out. The nigga got creases in his hat and it's straightened out.
Yeah, it was good, nigga.
Need a crease in your fucking hairline, nigga. Fuck out of here.
I think that bucket. Don't be talking about the creases. You can see the nigga forehead, nigga. You know what I mean? Now, let's jump right into it, man, because we got cut off last time by Shorty. So, we can jump right into, you know, the Reed dollars and Chess, man. I mean, me personally, bro, I'm not going to hold you. I mean, long story short, I mean, other than Reed dollars being better than his last performance, to me, the battle was just a letdown. You know what I mean? There was a lot of snaps on the Petro, and, I don't want to say Chess was a letdown because, you know what I mean, he got his opponent showed up, to some degree, but you know, I think chess was more intricate than battle. You know, a heavy wordplay. And, you know, I think chess is battling a lot, too. And when we talk about that with the Jay Rella battles, you know, I mean, he just battles a lot. He's very active. So this wasn't one of the best performances from chess. I don't think he killed Reed Dowell that people expected him to. But, you know, a shout-out to Reed for improving.
I mean,
what y'all think?
No, definitely.
Well, I give the battle to Reed. You know what I'm saying? He showed up. I think he just had a better performance. There was a lot of things that Chess was talking about that really had nothing to do with nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nigga out there talking about some chick that has anything to do with what?
Elephant in the room is Chess lost though. You know, like. Unless you put some illogical reason or some stand or something, like, I don't know. I just felt like, you know what I mean? Reed was the better person that day, too. Let's give Reed his credit.
Chess been battling way too much. I mean, like, he's starting to do what these other dudes were doing, taking too many battles. And, I mean, it be showing. It shows. Yo, when these niggas is taking battles, you can tell bars be rushed. Preparation ain't there. Know what I mean? Niggas ain't in the gym hitting the bag correct. Ain't breathing right. Know what I'm saying? Ain't breathing through their nostrils. They out there breathing. All breathing through their mouth. And all heavy and shit. Looking like a fat nigga. They can't be doing that shit out here in this battle rap world. Man, you gotta be in tip-top condition out here on this stage. Especially the Smitty Act stage. You can't come here bullshitting. Know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be coming through bullshitting because, you know, we're going to criticize the fuck out of you for that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shit. I thought that battle, like, I was mad hyped for that battle. I was like, yo, this going to be one of the illest battles of the year. Shitting me. That shit bullshit. I can't even give that niggas a nominee even if I wanted to. I couldn't even be biased in giving niggas. I'm about to fucking vote for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
It was a letdown. It was a letdown in terms of that. Like, the hype around it, it was not like Gun Titles. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll say that. You know what I mean? Like,
yo,
it was
listen,
a lot of...
Gun Titles
wait, wait,
yo,
who
the hype. We're
going to
get into that
little bit. We're going to get
into
that. My fault.
Niggas need, you know, like, Chess need to, I don't know, man. I just think he needs to, you know what I mean, pick the opponent.
Sit one out. Sit one out, my nigga.
Nah, man. You just got to pick the opponent. Yeah, sit one or two out and pick the better opponents. No, ain't nothing wrong with sitting out.
I don't think Reed was a bad opponent.
No, it wasn't that Reed was a bad opponent. It was that he took too many other niggas before Reed. So Reed didn't get the chest. That, know what I mean, that niggas wanted to see. Know what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas didn't
get to see
the chest that wanted to see because he ain't, know what I mean, when you're battling for that many battles, know what I'm saying, he's probably going, know what I mean, he just rushing through the bars, know what I'm saying? Nah, you can't, that type of shit, it be showing. Know what I mean? But, you know,
hopefully, fair enough.
You know,
I mean, yo, Hop, you dead quiet over there, my nigga. What you think, chest got washed?
Nigga, hell no, he ain't get washed. Who the hell think he got washed? Like,
I need to get your attention.
Nah.
I need to get your attention.
Nah, I was like, y'all get your bars off and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel with, I feel, like you said, I think, I don't know which one y'all said it, but I feel it's so more people were more hyped that we got a better read than the John the Don battle to really kind of, almost forgetting about chess. I won't say people forgot, but it's like they kind of overpowering that. And I think it was like, it was good to see that, but some of that shit he was saying was just like, okay. You know what I'm saying? It just sounded good. It put together well, but it really didn't hit to me. And that goes to how that Philly flow shit. It catches you. You know what I'm saying? The way they be sitting and flowing, like, and Reed is one of the best with that. You know what I'm saying? And, I think it did very well for him to keep him in it, but I feel like Chess had the same – he had his flow that he continually uses. I think he had the same flow. I never seen Chess really be a slow-style rapper. Like, he kind of always – once he started that rapid flow, he would start going in where if you would – like, really, you hear the background, it'd be like, go. You know what I'm saying? He'd be go. And I think he usually does that in the majority of his battles, so I ain't really seen that too different with this one. And I think the only thing that really separated this battle was the third round. You know what I'm saying? They both had a choke, and it was pretty much who, you know what I'm saying, who got back quicker and who really ended stronger in that third. And both of the thirds was pretty to me. I feel like Chess got it the first and the second, though. But, I mean, if you want to give any rounds, if you want to give Reed that third round, you can give him that round. But because, you know, he got back on this shit a little quicker. You know what I'm saying? He ended all right, but, you know what I'm saying, he stopped too early because he choked, but, I mean, because he couldn't finish the rest. So I was just like, man, this is – the way it ended, just it left me with a very sour taste, you know what I'm saying, pause. But, it's, you know what I'm saying, like Link said. Like Link said, man.
Yeah.
You know you got to pause a lot of American phrases, bro.
Pause is real nowadays. You can't, right. You know, listen. You know what I mean? Pause is real for everything. Now I'm just playing. Yeah, look. Want some G?
I think that it definitely wasn't a battle of the year type shit, though. Not at all.
This is one of those, in my opinion, anyway. You know, a lot of hype around them. And, you know, this is why I don't like to hear about any battle. I just want to watch it without any notion of what's in, because it was a lot of hype around this battle, and a lot of times it don't live up.
As it should have been.
Listen, I ain't going to hold you. When I heard Reed Owls and Chess was battling, even after Reed got bodied, I was like, you know, this could be something. So, and Reed did what he was supposed to do. He was better. I do think there were, you know, snaps on the petrol, without a doubt, my nigga. But if he can improve from that way he did from his last body, come on, my nigga. I mean, yo, listen. We gonna get to somebody from PA that was snapping though, but we'll get to that. He was in his flow. But which one y'all wanna go into next? You know what I mean? I ain't about to, you know.
Hold on. I don't want to go into it all the way, but I think what you say, with the Ines, like, it goes to back, like I say, with that Philly flow though. It's so like
two totally different.
That's what
you know what?
But no.
Let's go into that battle.
Can I start it off? Because I literally just finished watching it, and I already got these bars.
Go ahead. You sound excited, nigga.
Before I forget this shit. But I feel like Steams was in his bag the first round, yo. This is the Steams I've been, you know what I'm saying, fucking with since the Nitty battle. When we talked with him, he said he was, you know what I'm saying, he started adding more punches. He's getting a little more aggressive. He's not focused so much on the wordplay. And I think you've seen that again in this battle. You know what I'm saying? And if you've been following Steams, he's really been showing a lot of this. Like, his battle against my nigga Breezy Nice, his battle that's supposed to be dropping from the Love Day event against Pharaoh. You know what I'm saying? Now, this battle, all these battles have been great battles from what I've heard and what I've seen. And I think this is, you know what I'm saying, a great showing. He gave you the bars, he gave you the aggression, and I mean, he kept the shit going, because once again, that flow, the aggression, he had some shit that was in there that was nice. Some of the stuff I was just like, it sound cool in the flow, but it wasn't nothing that really hit. And I think it was a lot of stuff like that that made me edge the first two rounds to Steams, because I got that same thing from Ness, but it was still, it sounded good, but the first two rounds, it was not hitting. But the way he ended his third, man, yeah. that was that raw right there. Like, you felt like you was in that DVD mini for a second. The way he got the crowd ramped off that street talk, you know what I'm saying? That was a good moment right there. And I think that, like, as to the other battle we talked, it left, you know what I'm saying, a good, you know what I'm saying, a good mark for that, you know what I'm saying? It left definitely a good note. I'd probably give the battle 2-1 to Steams if you want to give Ness that third. I feel like he ended it so strong. But Steams definitely was fighting in that third. You can go, you know what I'm saying, 2-1, possible 3-0, but I'm going to lean more towards a 2-1.
All right. Yo, PA, you know what I'm saying? You trying to rep for your set now, or what's up?
Yo, listen.
Check this out, right?
One time. Battle was good, right? I still got to get, because I only got to watch it once. You know what I'm saying? Battle was good. I ain't like the fact that, you know, he did his thing. Ness was doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the slip-ups, you know what I'm saying?
My nigga, real nigga. I like the style points. Go ahead.
He was. You know, I feel like, especially a nigga like Ness, you've been doing this shit way too long. You've been rapping in front of cameras for over who knows how many years.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You need to get. You know what I mean, you can't be out there boo boo boo. Bumbling, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You can't be out there fumbling, bumbling.
I'm glad you said that. I'm going to pick up on that. Go ahead.
Steve was cooking in that first round. I was catching bits and pieces because I was fucking running in and out of the crib.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, I can't even give a win on that shit, like, because I only watched the first round, like, sat there and watched the first round. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Fair enough. I want to say this.
You know, what was fucked up, though, because when I came in the room, the one time I called Ness, and he was on the stumble mumble. He was on that Sinatra shit. You know what I'm saying? He was fumbling. You know what I mean? He didn't know what he was talking about. He was fucking it up. Let me hear this.
I'm glad you said that, because it's funny. I was thinking the same shit, but for both of the niggas. I'm going to tell you what. Yeah, and that's kind of fucked up later in the rounds, but maybe it's like a speech impediment, a word slur. But like when Steams be rapping that fast, my nigga, and throwing all that shit together, that shit is a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, mind you, I think he is getting better at it because I caught a lot more things just based on how he raps and delivers. But I think, as y'all niggas are saying, Steams was snapping, right? I actually gave the first round to Ness. Because if you notice, Steams kind of picked it up even more in the second round. Maybe because it was some snaps on the Petro. I feel like it was on both sides because, you know, I don't want to sit here. I'm going to have to start pointing out a lot of niggas' bars. I just didn't want to, like, pick on Steams and E-Ness today. But it was a lot of, like, double entendres that, you know, either were just stretches, reaches, or just didn't make sense. And I was just like, you know, I guess for Ness, you know, that's one thing because you don't really be here. But for Steams, you know, he's a wordsmith, so it's a little bit different for me. But I felt like Steams actually lost the first round. I felt
what?
Like, you know, I'm gonna tell you why I feel
okay.
That way. Only because I feel like Ness came in the door. Number one, everybody was ready to blow him off the rip. First ball, he didn't even say, hey, yo, niggas was ready to boo. And it was like, he was confident. You know what I'm saying? He came up there, he was confident. He was flowing. He didn't try to be like anybody else. He didn't even slow it down a certain bit. He literally jumped right back in the field. Either you liked it or you didn't. I appreciate it. So maybe for me, that might be why. But on top of that, he was in a better groove. He was controlling the crowd a little bit better than me. He was he just seemed more confident to me. He seemed more crowd control, stage presence, and he seemed more seasoned. It was like, yeah, Steams was the battle rapper that's been battle rapping, but, you know, like a lot of times with Ness was emphasizing on it was like, he's seasoned in this shit already. You know what I'm saying? And he just kind of got that, maybe it was the home love too a little bit, but. Because they was in Pittsburgh, but, you know, it's down the street. But it's like, either way.
Hell no, that shit ain't down the street, nigga. You crazy as fuck.
That's some hours, nigga.
Nigga, what? Yeah, listen,
nigga, that shit is
on
the other side of the state, nigga. That shit is dumb far.
Hey, listen.
You know what I'm saying,
I don't know what it was.
Hey, Cleveland closer to Pittsburgh than motherfucking Philly.
All right. All right, cool. My bad to the niggas from PA and Pittsburgh, but I'm just saying, look. Awesome G, I just thought Ness was better that first round. Second round, you know, Steams got back where he was supposed to be. He was doing his thing. Ness was consistent, you know what I'm saying, but Steams had the better round. Third round is where I feel like, you know, I gave – it's kind of like the first and the third. Because if niggas going to say, you know, Ness third was good, I mean, I'm with Link on the one sack of a slip-up. You know, he was doing so good to the, like, you know, consistently.
Oh, that
wasn't
the third. That
was
the third.
It was
in the third.
Okay, okay. You know what I'm saying? So
my bad,
like,
my bad. I thought that was the second. My bad. Pardon me.
No.
No. That wasn't the second.
Nah,
that was towards the end of the second. That's why I definitely gave Steams the second, because he choked in that second.
All right, listen, again, that was just dropped 5 hours.
Okay,
pardon me. You know what I'm saying? So it might second or third. I believe it's the third. But I,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? For me, Ness.
Correct us in the comments.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ness was, up until that moment, I felt like, you know, there was no slip-ups, and Chess kind of started off slow. He took Ness light for a second. And he paid for it, to me. Maybe nobody else caught it, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm tripping, but I peeped it. I just was like, oh, okay. You know, because niggas was ready to boo Ness. You know, Ness was about to do his worst. But for whatever reason, my nigga, you know, Ness wasn't. I appreciated the Philly flow. So could he have been bad? Maybe if he would have rapped in a normal rhyming pattern. But because he chose the Philly flow and the feeling and the vibe and, not to mention niggas just scream and go crazy for anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, awesome G shit, my nigga, to all of us, yo. Like, everybody's been watching battle rap, my nigga. We know when the setup and the punch is coming. We don't have to yell because it's there. Like, if it's not hot, just let that shit go, my nigga. Like, niggas be yelling because it be, yo, like, I swear to God, that setup, the delivery, it don't even mean nothing, but niggas just know it's coming. So...
Now I give it to some,
you know,
niggas though. Some niggas setups be. Some niggas got some good setups. Like with the, just to throw it out there, the Mike P situation. You know what I'm saying? He has some nice setups.
Yeah,
but
what I'm saying, even if, all right, boom, like you said, some people have nice setups. Like, you know how, like, when Chilla first came and he was like considered one of the best with schemes. Nobody's the king of setups yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has yet to
really,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? The king of that. So like, until that happens, let's just stop gassing shit because we know when the setup to the delivery and the punches. You know what I'm saying? Like. Everything is not, like, dignified with a response, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm saying. But I...
Too amped for the story,
you know, listen,
yeah.
I'm going with E-Ness on this one off the first watch. Off the first watch. I'm giving E-Ness some credit, you know what I'm saying? Because I think that he was not bad, you know, and he actually took it more serious like he was supposed to. And, yo, just watch the first round again and tell me if I'm bugging. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, everybody said...
Nah, I think you bugging already, my nigga. Like, right, just
cool,
off that
cool,
statement,
cool,
like... I'm just saying,
cool.
you thought he was not that bad. He was not that
bad.
I thought, first of all,
if you want to be fair, you know, Chess's whole first setup to, you know, trying to break down the Chess cakes and all that shit, I mean, that was a cute attempt, but niggas are still going to attack that cake shit. So it was,
that
wasn't
even that
right
long,
bro.
That was like within like
I'm
a bar and a half, bro. Like,
I mean,
come on,
I
don't
thought it was kind of, it was kind of dry, nigga. You could have went without it, nigga. Just let him say some
cake
shit.
It was
real, nigga.
That really wasn't a bar. Like, that was something like
all
more
saying,
so to get the elephant out the room.
I didn't think he was that crazy. I thought he could have been better, my nigga. I thought that the first round that everybody's going crazy for, I'm gonna watch it again when the show's over. You know what I'm saying? Niggas
yeah.
can leave shit in the comments.
See,
but
the other way around.
I mean, listen, nigga.
Like, yo, why was everybody going crazy for this?
Me and you been different on shit for a minute now, so I don't know.
Son,
but I will
the nigga with the T-Rex
credit.
Arms, bruh. The nigga with the T-Rex
on,
arms
man.
Behind him was hyping up everything, bruh. He even finished some of his bars, my nigga. Like, he was going to ham, like, to ham. He was probably the one that was probably sounding like five...
Yo,
six niggas on that stage yelling.
Didn't Steam say an ill T-Rex bar?
I don't know. But I'm talking about the
nigga
with the T-Rex arms. Like,
the
big bulky nigga behind him.
That shit is crazy. But in any event, I mean, yo, Lynx, you think that the first round, you know, Steams was snapping on E-Ness too? For real?
Do I think about that, Steams?
You think Steams is really snapping on this, the first round?
I don't know, man.
All right, fair enough. I mean, we'll
Son, he hit him. He hit him with so many fire punches.
I mean,
we're
gonna do another show before the week out. We're gonna talk about it again. I just, you know, off of first watch, though, I do want to say this. Off of first watch, too, I don't know if entertaining is the right word, but you know what I mean. I enjoyed watching the battle. You know what I'm saying? Like I genuinely, you know what I'm saying. It was cool. Whether it's something crazy, I'm not gonna tell everybody to go run and watch it. But me, as a fan, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was a good battle.
Yeah, I think they both did their thing.
I don't care what nobody said. That Philly Slope took me down memory lane, and it was cool. It still kind of worked.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Maybe it was for thousand purposes, but either way.
That's my point. Go ahead.
If Mel's on yet, I think my son, you know, son might be on daddy duty, son. You know what I'm saying? But we got to get this gun title shit out the way. Unless I want to talk about Chess and J. Rowe. We can get that real quick.
Yeah, let's put it out there. Get the your respect to the cakes. But we got Nels on the line. Yo, Nels, you on, bro?
Yo, what up, man?
That nigga been on.
Oh, yeah, that nigga sound like he's falling asleep with the baby.
Yo,
nigga.
Before we move on, do you want to chime in on the Enes and or did you? Yeah, you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, man, long story short, man, I got Enes winning that battle, man.
Oh, okay.
He was just more
entertaining. Somebody with me.
Steams had bars and shit, but we all know battle rap isn't just about bars, man. I feel like Ness had a little bit more. You know what I mean? I'm gonna say Ness 2-1.
What round you give him? Do you remember?
I watched it one time, so it's kind of hard to remember. I think Ness fucked up in his second round. Nigga almost drunk his whole bottle of water and shit.
They brought another bottle of water for that nigga before they brought the Henny up.
Nigga drunk this whole bottle of water.
He said he had hypertension. I gave Steams a second. I feel like the third is real debatable, but that nigga Ness's first was crazy to me. So I'm gonna go Ness 2-1.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. I thought I was crazy. Like, you know, Links and Hawkeye said that Steam's first round was crazy. And I'm not saying that I don't think it was crazy, but you know, I'd say it was bad. But I thought, you know, I told him I thought Ness kind of took it more serious, and he came to play, and Steam's took it light a little bit, and he paid for it. In my opinion,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt.
I don't believe that. I don't feel like he took this one light, bro, because he was the way he was even
talking about the battle and the promo and everything. No, I'm just saying, just the start of it, like the way it started and his approach. Like, you got to think, like, yo, for all three rounds, I thought Enes was actually entertaining, but like, he kept me into it. Not taking that away at all.
Not at all.
So from the jump, the performance aspect of it, not to mention other things that played a part, because he had to do something else. But you know what I mean? I just wanted to see
His bars wasn't all that crazy.
His bars wasn't whack, and he was rapping at the nigga. He wasn't barring him. He was rapping to him. You know what I'm saying? It was more like one of those things where, you know, my nigga, I don't have to go punch for punch with you right now. I mean, he was just rapping to him. He was just letting him know, like, nigga, I done did all this shit. I done sold this shit. I done shot that. I'm shooting shit with you now. Like, let's stop all the bullshit. Niggas know that I'm more, like, I know I'm better than you, or they know I got more popularity than you. Let's just, like, you know what I mean? He looked like the season one. I told you that. But, yo, Nels, we just wanted to know what you thought, because, you know, I thought it was a cool battle. What about Chess and Reed, bro, before we get into the next battle? Okay.
I wasn't excited at all. That battle was...
B-Magic and...
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say it was ass, but it wasn't good either, man. Like, You know, I watched it one time, and I'm never going to watch it again.
That sums it up, huh, my nigga?
Yeah.
No, he's totally right.
If I have to pick a winner, though, if I have to, I'm gonna say Chess 2-1. Even though Reed did better than what he did versus John John and shit, what he did versus John John was horrible. So him going from horrible to I, okay, whatever.
That's what I said. But I think Reed, I ain't going to lie, I didn't say who I thought won. But I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm not mad at somebody if they say that Reed Dallas won because Chess left room. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like Chess kind of left room to for something to go wrong. You know, so it...
Now, that nigga rap for like 12 minutes.
I mean,
you leave no room. That nigga rap forever.
It was mad snaps on the Petro. I will say that. It was definite snaps on the Petro. But, you know, because it was just a lot of gas in the room, my nigga. Them niggas could have, they could have rolled back with that. But I did like Chess's, you know, it's in the car bar or whatever. I thought that shit was really hard. There was certain little bars in there. I thought that was dope. But, yo, you know, we all on the line. We could talk about the Chess and J. Rella in a second, but let's get to it because, you know, everybody wanted to talk about it. It lived up to the hype, in my opinion. Gun Titles versus NWX, man. Who going first, man?
Ooh.
Who going first, man?
Oh, man.
Yo, I'll take this one. I'll take this one. First off, let's get it out the way. Gun Titles is here, yo. The niggas definitely made their mark. You know what I'm saying? They let it be known. I feel like they definitely the chemistry, like the chemistry is scary, son. Like how they was able to concoct that in the matter of time that they had between I don't know when they set it up, but between the beginning of this year and then, like, it's crazy, son. Like, I feel like the one thing, I don't know if it's a positive or it's a negative, but if you see how Surf was always trying to kind of try to get Rock to, you know what I'm saying, get back in the zone and get back to the shit, but Rock is just zoned in with the crowd. Like, I don't know if that's a positive or a negative. Like, it's, like, I don't know. The shit kind of was funny at the moment, like, but they once they got back into their shit, it was still just fire after fire after fire. Like, I thought the wrestling scheme they had was dope. You know, that's going to be points for me. Like, the way that the aggression was there, the cleverness that they had, you can kind of tell which, like, who was, like, or who wrote what and where, you know what I'm saying, how it was set up. You can kind of hear Surf in certain parts. You can hear Rock in certain parts. I liked how they would switch it up and kind of, you know what I'm saying, do each other's style. Like, they did the subtitle part. I mean, Rock did the subtitle part. And see Surf getting a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, turnt. You know what I'm saying? This nigga was, like, screaming in this shit. Like, I thought it was definitely dope. NWX, they weren't slouches in this battle at all. I just feel like they just got overpowered by, you know what I'm saying, from that what Gun Titles brought. I like the angles that NWX was using, but I feel like the certain way before they would end the punch, it would get a little rushed that so much because it was a good bar, but they would hype it so much or yell it so hard that it wouldn't really – you can't hear it too much because so you know how they do shit in harmony. You can't really hear if they both yelling at the same time like that. I couldn't get some of the bars or some of the punches that they were landing. So some of them times I was like, it was all right, but didn't land it. So a lot of shit like that just kept making me, you know what I'm saying, add shit to Gun Titles because they shit was clean cut and it hit. You know what I'm saying? They had haymakers, yo. It was haymakers to nice jabs. That was pretty much the story for this battle.
Word. What's up, man? Who going next, man? Because I'm going to speak on this shit. All right, fuck it. Yeah, listen. My nigga, very rare does any battle live up to the hype, man, in actuality. So the outcome of Gun Titles definitely did that. You know what I'm saying? Like, bars was great. They complimented each other. Like, they complimented each other amazingly well. You know what I mean? It was weird because they had this crazy 1-2 punch to me. You know what I mean? They really didn't have any, like, they really didn't have any weaknesses. If anything, it's like, if any weakness, I guess, you can point out, you know what I mean? I told some people before, it was like Tay Rock's inability to stay focused despite the crowd. You know what I mean? For the first time, I really see the beauty in the 2-on-2s. Because I feel like, you know, everybody puts snaps on the Petro nowadays. You feel me? You know, but watching Gun titles, they were so exciting, and Tay Rock just kept stopping it. And Surf, you know what I mean, was keeping chanting to him, like, yo, come on, don't worry about them. But it showed, like, even with the seasoned battlers or, like, those, like, you know what I mean, that's considered, like, the best at this moment, they still got other stuff they could work on, too. So, like, there's room for improvement for them to grow. So I think that the battle as a whole, you know what I mean, I think it was a dope battle. I think I got to see something new in terms of how to judge two-on-twos and the upside to them. Because, you know, a lot of times right now, you know, a lot of people think battle rap is whack. But for me, when I peeped that, I was like, yo, I'm going to start looking at a lot of other two-on-twos to see what a lot of other people can work on that. You know what I mean? We quite don't get to see when they just battle by themselves. So, I mean, I got, you know, Gun titles won that. I mean, ain't no way they lost that. I think, you know, Sue Surf was on one rapping and on some street shit. You know, a neighborhood, if you touch the rock, I'm knocking you fuck out. You know, like, that shit was like, yo, this nigga, yo, them niggas was on one. So it was a crazy moment. You know what I'm saying? That shit was dope. DNA, I don't know how DNA always sneaking out the melee. Yo, DNA ain't never going to get hurt at no type of event, nigga, because that nigga be gone. That nigga was gone. But it was a dope battle, man. I thought the battle was cool. I want to see Gun titles battle A-Verb and Hitman. I got to see that. I got to see that.
Yeah, right now.
Nah, I agree.
I'm going to save it. I'm going to put my 2 cents in right quick. All I want to say is that Gun titles made NWA look like some fucking hoes. Like straight up and down, they took the crowd. They took the crowd away from them niggas. And there was nothing that them niggas could say that was gonna have the room shaking. They got their regular oohs and ahs, but these niggas was shaking the room from the beginning, my nigga, from the beginning to the end. Like, yo, I never seen no shit like that before, my nigga. Like, I never seen anything like that before. Like, any, like, that shit was crazy. Like, chemistry was there. The motherfucking, I mean, the way they were complimenting each other was there. Like, oh, man. But, you know, the only thing I didn't like was, you know, Rock was wilding out a little too much, man. Like, he was wilding out just a little too much. Like, he was wilding. He was on some, I mean, fair enough to say he was on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Tay Rock was on some bullshit, but Shine, you know, that little nigga got Napoleon fucking syndrome. He always want to be big man. I mean, so I don't know, that shit just wasn't a good situation. I'm kind of mad because I think that third round might have knocked NWX right up out the game. Know what I mean? Like, I honestly think if that battle would have just went through and went all three rounds, NWX might have been sitting there. Know what I mean? You know, Tiger might have been, you know what I mean, talking to DNA and Kayshawn's parents, dog. Like, it might have been ugly. You know what I mean? It went down that way. You know what I mean? Like, for real, dog. It was going to have to be, I mean, 6 fold-up chairs with one reverence. You know what I mean? Like, it was going to be... I think it was going in that direction. Like, I really feel like it was going in that direction before the motherfucking fight popped off. I think everybody knows what was going on, man. Like, it was so crazy. The Shumpert-Beasley line. Now I'm saying the whole line. The Tall T joint. The Paul Walker joint.
Yo, is the
like,
Tall T line disrespectful? I got to ask that. Because every time I cringe a little bit, my nigga. I do.
I do. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm asking.
Man, we sat there through 2 rounds, damn near 3 rounds of Arsenal disrespecting Mr. Faz's parents, dead parents right in front of him.
I'm just saying that shit is out of bounds.
But hey, man, this is bad. This is what we signed up for, man.
I don't think the Tall T line was disrespect because it wasn't a diss direct at Tall T. It was saying,
right,
nigga,
it was more of a flip.
You
the
won't
name.
Be where he at. It's just like, nigga, it's just like when Tay Rock said, nigga, I'm gonna send you where Rich Dollar's at. Ain't nothing, I mean, like, it is.
I'm just asking, my nigga, because sometimes, like, when niggas say it, you know, there's discipline to everything. It depends on who you're playing with. You know, remember, the Calico, you know, Shotgun Shug Live, that was a little bit more disrespectful, but it was still speaking
nah,
of someone. Like,
yeah,
was
but you got to understand. You got to understand. You got to understand. It was the scheme was crazy. I mean, and it was official. Like, that shit was crazy as hell. Like, yo, no bullshit. You know who I want to see? Real shit, like, 2-on-2 shit. I'm about to fuck the game up with this one right here, man. I need to see Gun Titles versus motherfucking Farrah and Shuni, my nigga. I need to see that right there, man. I need to see two partners that I know for sure are going to show up with the motherfucking A-plus shit, no bullshitting, no slacking, no nothing. I think that 2-on-2 right there would be fucking crazy because Farrah and Shuni don't play, my nigga. I don't go fuck nobody. Like, they don't play
Can I ask you a question, though? Are those the same two that lost to Hitman by themselves?
Shit, man, that's short preparation, nigga. I'm just saying, my nigga.
Them gun title niggas is fucked. Like, you know how a lot of times, like, even though a lot of people gave NWS credit, me included and others, there is some corniness or some just.
Yo, them gun titles niggas is legit, dog. That shit is legit, my nigga. Listen,
them
man,
niggas is legit.
NWX been questionable, my nigga. I'm sorry. It just been questionable. And now, you know what I mean? Because I think Hitman and Verb beat them. Now, you know, gun titles watch these niggas.
That's why I got to see Marvin Quest got one of them too. Marvin Quest got two rounds, though.
Mind you, we didn't get a third.
Yeah,
that
third would have been vicious. Because everybody know they third. Yo, my nigga, I don't even want to.
Yo, listen.
NWX
fucked up. Matter of fact, I think it might have looked a little bit better if NWX went first. Like, I don't even think they was even thinking.
Honestly, you can't stop greatness, man. Them niggas was so good, bro. Yo, listen, hairline.
You talking before I'm finishing what the fuck I'm talking about right now, man. Calm down, man. Calm down, though. You got snaps on the petrol right now, nigga. Put your brakes on, nigga. Like I was saying, man. Like, nigga. You gotta understand that these niggas, if they would have went first, they would have at least got the better oohs and ahs out of their bars. You know what I'm saying? Now that would have just been for the first round. Now, Gun Titles probably would have came out shooting the same exact way they came shooting and stole the crowd. But at least them niggas would have had at least one round. Like Jazzy's first round against Official, nigga, it looked good until Official start pulled out her gun, nigga. It just looked good until Official pulled out her gun, nigga. That showed us what's for well. You know what I'm saying?
My question to you is though.
Yo, hold on, man. Let me get my shit off. Let me end this nigga real quick.
If he playing his way though, doesn't that mean that Gun Titles go last? You know what I'm saying? That would have been a scary thing, my nigga, but. Nels, I'm gonna let you breathe, my nigga. Go ahead, man.
All right, man. It's pretty much what the same thing y'all was saying. You know what I'm saying? Gun Titles killed some niggas. I don't think it was even fair. You know what I mean? Surfing Rock was dope, and I think any nigga who talking about some Rock was out of control and Surf will tell him bring it back, blah, blah, blah. Maybe just nitpicking. Them niggas was feeding all of each other and it was just dope, my nigga. Like, yeah, that's what Rock does, my nigga. Rock be wild. You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck Rock does and shit. You feel me? I feel like if like anybody really has anything negative to say about that performance, bro, they're nitpicking. and they're looking for something. Like, that shit was crazy, man. My niggas, them niggas came in and did what they were supposed to fucking do. Shut shit down. Them niggas ain't do nothing wrong in that motherfucking battle besides the whole tussle and shit. But, yo, besides that, my niggas, niggas can't say nothing wrong about that shit, yo, at all, man. Niggas just want to nitpick. Niggas want to say, oh, there was gas and shit. Nah, niggas. I mean, they wasn't gas, bro. They was going the fuck in.
Oh, hell nah.
You know what I'm saying? They was going the fuck in. They wasn't gas at all, my nigga. And, like, niggas always saying, oh, T-Rock gas, blah, blah, blah. But why is he gas every fucking battle? Either he's that fucking dope or niggas are just going to keep gassing every fucking battle, yo. I don't think niggas going to gas somebody every battle. That nigga just nice, my nigga. Both of them. And answer.
I think
definitely.
Oh, go ahead, my bad. Go ahead. No,
nah, bro. I mean, that's it, though. But, yo, even though it was only two rounds, yo, Gun Title 4-0.
Oh, shit, yo.
I mean, they was amazing, bro. They was dope as fuck. They really were.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Surf compliments him so well. Like, he Surf compliments Rock. So, like, I like the way, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know me, like, I wasn't a big Rock fan. I'm not really crazy. I'm not the biggest Rock supporter, but I think when he's, like, meshing with Surf and those minds, you know what I'm saying, connect, you know what I'm saying, it definitely, like, I was liking this Tay Rock. Like, I really, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I think between them two against Verb and Hitman or Marvin Quest, those are the two I really want to see, you know what I'm saying, because I feel like those are the only that two right now that can bring that equal passion, that equal stage performance, you know what I'm saying, and like I said, those are two. Especially from what I'm hearing, how Marvin Quest did at the Double Impact event, next two on twos, I would like to see either one of those two.
Man, the only two people that can match that fucking star power of Surf and Rock is if they get Goods and Clips on that fucking stage. That's the only way anybody's gonna match that fucking star power or match that fucking room control like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody else can, man. On the real. Got to get Goods and Clips up there. That's it. Besides that, I don't see anybody beat.
Not even Hitman and Verb?
Nope.
Well, you might. I think it'll be a good battle, but I feel Gun Titles will definitely win that one because with this, like you said, just seeing what we got in two rounds, they kept us, you know what I'm saying, like on our toes from beginning to end.
I mean,
from each round, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Verb and Hitman can do that for three rounds.
I mean, I worry about Goods against other top-tier opponents that have a name like him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he kind of loses those. Like, you know, the little one that he has, he kind of loses those. But this
name
him.
Name him, bro. Bro, name
Goods. My nigga, he lost to motherfucking Hollow. He lost to Verb.
Nah, that was mad debatable.
That nigga lost to Verb.
Hold on.
Y'all niggas gonna sit here and say that Good actually beat A Verb in New York? Y'all gonna say that one? Come on, for real?
I was gonna say like it was a surprise.
I got Good winning the second and the third round.
Oh, y'all niggas is crazy. Oh man,
I gave the second and the third round.
I clearly gave Verb that first and Edge that second.
Yeah. But you know what?
Verb got the first round. I think that Good just edged the second and he just edged that third.
We got to go back to that second, man. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, either way.
Hold on. Yo, listen. Whatever round that Verb said the weave line, the extension, put the weave in joint.
That was the first.
That was the first round. He won that round for sure.
Top five first round.
Yo, whether you hate Verb or you like Verb, Verb got some of the illest fucking punchlines niggas ever heard, nigga. Like, real shit. That nigga, like,
I'll give you that.
Niggas be, yo, for real, me personally, I want to know what defines a punchline king. Somebody that just says punchlines over and over and over again, or somebody that hits you with that motherfucking that motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Once in a while. Like, to me.
Are you asking more so, like, more the person with a setup punch? Like a setup, then
yo,
a punch, or the person who has the consistent punch?
Yo, me personally, like, I like Rum Nitty. Like, I like Rum Nitty. That nigga, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
Rum Nitty is my dude. But the way he sets up his punches is cool, but I like the way Verb
mm-hmm.
sets up his punches better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like some, I like more of the grittier punchlines that just come out of nowhere. You know what I mean? More or less than somebody just giving you a punchline after punchline after punchline after punchline. Know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's why they label them a punchline, because that's more so that territory that they step in. You know what I'm saying? Because I think more so as to Verb would be more labeled more going towards the lyricist. You know what I'm saying? The way he sets up the flow, then the, like he said, the setup to that punch, like setup is mean, and it guides you easily to that, you know what I'm saying, that punch so you can, you know what I'm saying, deliver it perfectly. Like, he structures his shit, you know what I'm saying, nice. And that's why I feel Av sooner or later is going to kind of separate himself out of that punchline, like, little realm, because he doesn't sound like the rest of these punchers, man.
Yeah, but nah, I mean, the whole thing is, it's not about who you think is a puncher. He's saying what defines it to you, because it's like...
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like
extension,
the styles.
That's
yeah.
I just want y'all niggas to know, before we get in any more deep into this conversation, Verb beat that nigga in New York. Y'all and Jada was hyping them balls, all right? I'm saying it. I don't care what none of y'all say. Period. All
right, nigga. Get yourself
period.
Some Rogaine, and we'll get back to that another time.
Yeah. All right, yo. But, I mean, as far as a puncher, son, I mean, it depends on who you ask, man. You know what I mean? That's going to be your best answer.
Something's going to say be magic, you know what I'm saying, just because of the – he just – that nigga just was a fucking animal when he came out that shit. Someone's going to go towards a Big K for the now. You know what I'm saying? Some people might say Av. Like, I don't know. Like,
yo, niggas might say Ty Law. Niggas might say Ty Law. And
yeah,
Ty Law,
I've been hearing Ty
light,
Law,
yo.
Too. Like,
can we talk
about
that?
Yo.
After every bar,
yo,
that shit is
yo.
Unbelievable.
What you said?
He be
what's
saying some crazy
that
shit, though.
Ty Law say like after every bar. That shit is unbelievable.
I really wish he stopped with that. Shows, like, you know what I'm saying, kind of an amateur sense. But he be saying some wild shit, though.
That's one of the reasons why I don't like that nigga Ty Law, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear like this, like that. Nigga, you still ABC flowing around here. Nigga, that's beginner rats, man. That's what
yo,
you
with
do.
Yo, DNA, yo, listen. DNA told that nigga he rap with Down syndrome. He said you rap like you got Down syndrome. I was like,
fact.
I ain't worth
my
it.
Nigga.
That's it.
My nigga, that shit is the that's the reason why I hate this nigga Ty Law, man. I'm sorry, that nigga rapping is like watching paint on the wall, my nigga.
No, I like
it. I got time for that.
As far as
I actually like his flow.
I thought it was okay. Nah, I don't like his flow at all. Pick it up.
I actually like his flow.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you say
what?
Like,
pick it up.
Listen,
he's way better from where he came from. The USF, he's way better than that.
And what
way? Like that. What his punches got way better. Come on, you don't act like we did not all sit there and watch the Ty Law versus B Magic. Like that was
yo,
a totally different
Ty
Law, and that's the same Ty Law we got in this battle. The same, he got the aggression. He's trying to switch up. It's like he's not doing that little lean flow shit as much anymore. He's trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't see the same Ty Law from the USF that I see now. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually more intrigued to watch this Ty Law now.
The only point that you just made to me is that he don't dip in when he punch. He did not do that a lot in the battle. But other than that, that nigga raps exactly the same. He did say a clever line, though, when he said something about the people thinking that he does still rap the same. He did say a clever line. I think it was in the beginning of or the middle of the second round. It's only two rounds. Like, that's another stupid thing. But even Ty Law, like, Ty Law, I don't even understand. I mean, yo, he punches. Some of his punches are crazy, but... You say like too much, my
nigga. The eavesdropping shit, the fucking.
But
yo,
you say like,
fucking,
yo, this and this.
He didn't say like for
said,
that. I mean, I hear he does. He does, but I think for this battle, he really wasn't. It wasn't heavy, bro. It really wasn't heavy.
It
this
wasn't
battle.
Heavy.
Real talk.
Yo, my nigga, he says like after every bar to every break,
every bar.
Stop, you exaggerating,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro. You are exaggerating,
what?
Bro. You
oh,
are
my
exaggerating.
God. All right. Cool. All I'm saying is Ty Law got bars, but he says like more than anything else that you can remember sometimes.
Now, I think that he does that. It keeps him, you know what I'm saying, more of a in an amateur puncher type sense. We keep doing that. He definitely got to get out of that if you want to, you know what I'm saying, top punchers and shit like that. But the shit that the punches, you can't deny him, you know what I'm saying? It's just how he's setting them up sometimes. It's just like, my nigga. All
right. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, as far as y'all niggas, man, shout out to Voter for getting that dub in NY. Crowd liked that one. We appreciated that one. You know what I'm saying? That was a good one. And, gun titles, I just want to see them niggas battle Verb and Hitman. Nell said he want to see them battle Goods and Clips, but I doubt it, my nigga. I doubt it.
I'm trying. They need to get that
Detroit
buzz in there,
I
man.
I just want to see Goods battle another threat. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all niggas, like, if we really throw out
Goods needs a singles battle, my nigga. Goods needs a singles battle, real for real, for real. If you want to be for real, that nigga needs a singles battle.
No, I'm saying, because Nell dropped the weight for a second. That nigga was like, what you mean, Goods ain't deep niggas? I'm like, yo.
He does. Yeah, listen, man.
No, he don't.
Yeah, we coming from the same nigga.
Say.
Yeah, we coming from the same nigga that be fucking crying about fucking, what's his name all the goddamn day, man? Motherfucking Rex.
I ain't saying nothing about T-Rex in a minute.
Right.
He over there battling Caustic. Yo, if that nigga lose, if that nigga lose to Caustic, that nigga say, never gonna let me live that shit down. Yo, this nigga.
He about to lose
the
Caustic.
They battled
about
already,
lose,
I think.
He about to lose the Caustic. He about to lose the Caustic bad. He about to go out there spitting smack DVD bars, the same bars he gave Uncasa. You know,
listen. Yeah, listen, y'all niggas is dead wrong, but I'm gonna be honest with you, yo, Nell, put the weights down again for a second. Listen, so both of y'all, weights you too, hop you too, y'all. Good resume, taking more threats than not. I mean, he's taking a lot of I don't want to call head ice a slouch, but you know, Goods got by on that one. You know what I'm saying? He be conceited because you know I'm not even gonna make no excuses. He be conceited. He beat Conceited. You know what I'm saying? He lost to Hollow.
Okay.
He beat X Factor.
Okay.
And then, no. Real shit.
Sound like he's 3-1
now. Because he beat Hitman, though. In St. Louis.
That's 4-1.
He did beat Hitman in St. Louis.
Yeah, sound like he's 4-1.
But I think it's 3-1, but look. Good.
Yo,
I didn't name one slouch. Wait, hold on. We're going to start giving head ice. We're going to start giving head ice to the knots like that? I'm saying that's a wolf love. I'm not trying to disrespect them. But head ice.
Nah, it was the element of that battle, too, bro.
I didn't make no excuses for those niggas.
Hold on, yo, Nazi. You said that he takes slouches. My nigga, just named all niggas that niggas got in their fucking top five, some of them.
You talking about Head Ice. You talking about Head Ice in his prime. You talking about Khan in his prime. You talking about X in his prime. You talking about Hollow in his prime. You talking about Verb in his prime.
Word, like, come on,
so,
man.
So, battle another nigga in your prime. And then take that seldomly.
That's what he's talking about. That's not him. Like, come on, bro. Keep it inside. Hold on. I gotta end it on this.
Nigga.
I have to end it on that. You gotta keep it a stack. This man, he battled was Gnome 3, if I'm not mistaken. Or was that, Gnome 4, Gnome 3? No, yeah, Gnome 4. That would be against Verb. We don't see him on Summer Madness. We got that. Only time we've seen him was in one rounders, which we were going to say he's 1-1 in the one rounders. Well, that's opinionated. But other than that, he's waiting. I honestly think he's just waiting for a Summer Madness battle now.
He sat out, did the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I give him his just due. I wouldn't want him battling while doing the mixtape because I know I'm not going to get 100% good.
Oh, wait. Give him credit for being in danger zone, too. Give him credit for being in danger zone because y'all motherfuckers will be so petty. I'm going to let y'all niggas go ahead.
I'm not. I just say, you know what I'm saying? If we want to just talk main stage drawings, you know what I'm saying? We can leave it at known four. You know what I'm saying? But he has been active, but I want to leave it on main stage. You know what I'm saying? Yes, he hasn't battled since the known four. I think he's literally waiting for a Summer Madness battle. And from the interview, he said every time he's getting ready for a jaunt, it's a mixtape coming around. And the timeline proves to that, you know what I'm saying? And from what we've seen with Surf and how he battled between mixtapes, it doesn't look good, you know what I'm saying? We've seen other MCs that have that problem. And I don't want to see that happen with Goods, you know what I'm saying? So if he's, you know what I'm saying, the mixtape's out, and if it's a Summer Madness battle that's coming up at Summer Madness 6, I'm not surprised to see Goods on this Summer Madness 6. I will not be surprised because the talks is there, you know what I'm saying? His matches being a little thrown around like that. So I wouldn't
battle
be surprised
a nigga that's
share,
as
man.
Good as you. That's all I'm saying. Battle a nigga that's as good as you. He can be Head Ice today and before. Yeah, I knew that. As far as Khan, I actually thought Khan was going to beat him back then. I'm not even going to hold you. I actually thought Khan was going to beat him back then. Hollow, lost. Herb, lost. And then the motherfucking, he beat Hitman in that one round.
Nigga, you acting like he got killed or something, yo. Nobody killed that nigga.
I'm acting like that
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, he never got
okay.
killed.
He never got killed. He ain't never got killed. I'm just saying battle another nigga that got killed like Verb and Hollow, like the rest of them niggas that have, and let's see what else happens, nigga.
Who you think should battle him? You said, throw a name for us. Like, give us a name.
I told you. You battle Calico, it's over. If he battle Calico, it's over. I've been said that. Battle somebody
serious?
Else that's good. Yeah, nigga. He'll lose to Calico.
I think Calico would lose.
I'm just saying, put him in the ring with the same niggas that, you know, we be putting everybody through the fucking fire, and then when
I think
like,
Goods
not,
and Surf is
the
I think Goods
only
and Surf
nigga
is that
I
battle.
Really
I like
he was
that.
Put through the fire that he beat was Conceited. And at that time, Conceited was coming into his playground because he schooled Conceited. Showed that nigga that he really needed to pick up on some shit. But as far as everything else, yo, listen, I'm not going to make no excuses for how they won or lost. He lost to Hollow, in my opinion, and he lost to motherfucking Verb. And if you put him in the ring against another skilled nigga like those two, no disrespect to Head Ice, I just think that he's skillfully better than Head Ice as a battle rapper back then and now. Come on, my nigga. Calico, Surf.
Yo, man.
I'm not going to take that away. It can't be beat, but it hasn't been shown. It can be beat. Where it's like he's been
I don't
beat
even want
in, like,
him to battle
fight,
Surf off of that
battle.
Bullshit. I just want to see them battle. Like, I'm
what?
Just saying,
nah,
like,
I think matchup wise is a dope battle. You know what I'm saying? It's a great challenge for both of them. You know what I'm saying?
I just want Goods to be challenged the way everybody else has been challenged. You know what I'm saying? And see how he performs against those people. Because to me, when he's faced other skillful people like him or on the same level, you know what I mean? You get to see the real outcome, all that shit that didn't work and doesn't work, or does work sometimes. You know what I mean? Period.
You got to think about it. They thought that was going to happen with X-Factor, and you see what happened with that.
Exactly.
Oh, nah. Come on. X-Factor wasn't beating that boy anyway.
Nigga.
Nah, bro. X-Factor.
I'm not saying you didn't pick him. I picked Conceited against Good. I just said, I'm not saying y'all didn't pick him. I'm saying I picked Goods in that one.
No,
you know
it's not
saying?
That
like,
you personally picked. We're talking about more so the consensus at that time.
Oh, I mean, in New York, I don't want to say just off the bottom.
No, bro, not New York. Battle rap wasn't just being watched. It was still on YouTube, bro. The consensus, like, the, you know what I'm saying? The battle rap community. Like,
yeah, but the reason of how he lost is the same reason that some people get, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he lost because in that crowd he was saying some shit that didn't. I don't know, man. You know, Nels, you had the beating Goods back then?
Yo, honestly, a lot of people, I'm not saying that I did because I've always liked Goods, but a lot of people going into that battle thought the X Factor was going to be Goods because they just felt like Goods wasn't lyrical. but we all saw what Goods did. So you always saying that
right.
Goods battled Rouches.
I'm saying
other
I kind of agree with
hold
the niggas
on,
not on,
on
that
hold
list.
Hold on, nigga. That nigga hasn't battled any slouch. The only slouch you can say that he battled was Danger Zone at that time. That's the
and
only
you can't even really say
that
because Danger Zone was still nice. I think was it coming off that Born battle, if I'm not mistaken.
When I bring up any other battle rapper, bro, I don't bring up their resume on who they battle and why I think they're good or bad. I just tell you I think they're good or bad. But if we're gonna do that with Goods, I mean, yeah, his resume is cool. We ran down Tay Rock and give you his resume too. If somebody coming in like Tay Rock, I tell them they're crazy. But hey, some people say Tay Rock is a mad gas.
But
so
let's
like,
keep it a stack. Who resume is better, Goods or Tay Rock?
I'm just saying, Goods, to me, resume or not, when the nigga battles people that were in his class that he was as good as, you know what I mean, the elites, Hollow and Verve, he lost. Period. And Verve and him wasn't even at their best at that moment in time. Because they were supposed to battle a long time ago. But he let him run around and Verve still beat him. And Hollow beat him on default, or if you want to judge it by round, a nigga was losing. Going into the third, or you know what I'm saying? So it was like, come on, man. I'm just saying, from that perspective alone, can I see the nigga battle somebody else that's nice? Don't put him in the ring with Bowie. Don't put him in the ring with somebody.
Bruh, you don't got to say that to ask for that, though. I think that's the main thing. I think I'm saying, I don't think you have to say all of that just to ask for that. I think you're going to
get a
top tier. I think you're going to get a top tier.
At motherfucking Gnome, you would be hyped for that shit. So don't tell me you wouldn't be. But I'm not. Because if he beats Al, what difference does that make? Or if he beats what difference does that make?
He can do that, though. He's in a space where he can do that because he gave us all of those top tier matches already, my G. Like, you're acting like he's never gave us one. You gave us, you counted them down for us.
I mean, I can.
If he wants to do that, he can do that.
That's a short resume. And the same status of where he had, where he made it. That's a short resume. But I'm not here to criticize him. I'm not here to say yo his resume is shit. That's what I'm just saying. When the nigga battles elite. To me, he's 0-2, maybe 1-2, if you want to count conceded at that time. If you want to count head ice, I mean, it depends. But that nigga lost to them two niggas for real. And those niggas matter more at this moment in time where I guess then.
I mean, hey, man, he did what he had to do at that time and the place. I can't take that away from that man, but... Those battles, they all made their mark. You know what I'm saying? They already etched in stone.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? The impact of them already did what it did. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I mean,
you can't take that away from
crowd control. Goods is the king that's like stage presence,
right.
Crowd control. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I just
he
you know what I'm saying?
Platform,
can I see the nigga battle somebody like that? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think you can get that. You know what I'm saying? Like Goods is in that space in his career where he can do that. He could do the top tier battle, or he can, you know what I'm saying, get at a new cat. He's in a space where he can do it because he's done it already. You know what I'm saying? He's battled the top tiers and he's battled the new cats and the one rounders. So it's like I said, it's whatever. It's not something you really have to really, you know what I'm saying, yearn for like that.
It's fair enough, man. But, I mean, we don't exhaust this conversation, you know what I'm saying, truthfully. You know what I mean? But it was a lot of good battles that came out, you know what I'm saying, over the last few weeks, especially last week, you know what I mean? UL World got a lot of material, you know what I mean? Not to mention the King of the Dash shit, this RDE shit that's coming up. So shit has been, you know, shit is constantly moving, man. Shit is doing good right now.
Facto. Yeah, man, let's get ready to get up out of this junk.
Yo, it's your boy Sinatra signing out.
Europe, it's your boy Hip Hop. Shout out to Hip Hop at the Roundtable. We out this junk.